I'm Steph Duran, and from Missouri Baptist Hospital, we have Dr. Rao on for the Medical Minute. Good morning, Dr. Rao.
Good morning.
I guess this morning we're talking about deep vein thrombosis.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I know that there was an NBC News reporter that was a big story in Iraq, David Bloom, and didn't he pass away like from a deep vein thrombosis from sitting in a tank too long?
Yeah, he suffered, unfortunately, a fatal pulmonary embolism, fancy word for a blood clot that went into his lungs. And it is one of the complications of a deep vein thrombosis. And yes, sitting in the tank too long, he developed a blood clot in his leg, which went into his lungs and killed him. What a tragedy.
Yeah. Now, the deep vein thrombosis, is that just a big words for like a blood clot?
Exactly. I mean, it has information in the name. The deep vein is specific to the veins, the main veins that drain the inside of the body. We often call the legs, the femoral vein, the main veins in your legs, deep veins. And the superficial ones that are exactly that, superficial that you can see, superficial veins. And the differentiation between the two is important because a deep vein has a significant risk of causing that fatal complication that happened to David Bloom, where the superficial ones, in general, are fairly benign.
Now, are there any symptoms? I mean, I imagine if you're sitting still too long, whether on a plane or in a tank, it would have to be, you know, an immense amount of time.
Well, yes and no. Some people are predisposed to a deep vein thrombosis by virtue of their genetic makeup. They have what's called a hypercoagulable or thickened state that when they sit or get an injury, they can develop this. And I presume that David Bloom probably had a little bit of predisposition for it. But in terms of symptoms, that's the problem, is sometimes they are asymptomatic. You really don't know. Sometimes you have some swelling. Sometimes you can have some discomfort. But oftentimes they are asymptomatic. In fact, it's very hard for physicians to diagnose a deep vein thrombosis just by looking at a patient.
Dr. Rao, you have a program on the risks of deep vein thrombosis coming up next month, correct?
Yeah, they've asked me to talk on September 13th, Wednesday night, on the risks of deep vein thrombosis, and I'll be at the hospital in the evening from 6:30 to 8 o'clock.
And if you'd like more information on the seminar or to talk to a doctor on staff for a referral over at Missouri Baptist Medical Center, just call the Missouri Baptist Physician Referral Line at 314-996-LIFE. That's 996-L-I-F-E. Dr. Rao, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Have a great day.